Blessed be the King. That's what they were proclaiming. This is what they were saying as Jesus made that triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem on the day that we call Palm Sunday. And we give a lot of thought to the palms. I know that every year at our church at Freedom Road, one of my men always brings the palms, and he'll put them around the sanctuary. And I was really looking forward to the last Palm Sunday. And I had walked into the sanctuary just for a second to see my sound man, and I'd walked out, and I was back in my office, and I said, I didn't see the palms. And so I went back in the sanctuary, and sure enough, there they were. But there's something else that I have taken note of, and that was the casting of the garments. I'd never really thought about this, and quite frankly, even though I had read it, it never really meant anything to me. But I got curious about it, and so I did a little research, and it reminded me of a Old Testament event that took place with the proclaiming of a man by the name of Jehu to be the king of Israel. You may remember the story. This is during the days of Elijah the prophet, and he had his school of the prophets. And he sent one of his young prophets up to Ramoth-Gilead, where Jehu was there sitting around with a group of other military leaders. And so the word that came from Elijah to the young prophet was to go to Ramoth-Gilead, and when you get there, you're to anoint Jehu as next king of Israel and pour the anointing oil on him and then run. Take off. Don't stop. Don't talk to nobody. Just run. And so he did. So he arrives there, and there's Jehu sitting around with his other military leaders. And the young prophet walks up to Jehu and says, a word with you, O captain. And so they go into a house, and while they're there in the house, the young prophet takes the anointing oil, and he pours it over Jehu's head, and he flees. Well, Jehu is a little bewildered by the whole thing. He goes out of the house, and the other ones are sitting around, and they say to Jehu, they says, what did that madman want? And Jehu kind of fluffed it off. And he said, the other captain said, tell us, what did he say? And Jehu said that I was to be the king of Israel. And immediately, those other military leaders, they jumped up, and they began to rent their clothes, and they began to throw their garments on the ground, and they began to proclaim, Jehu is king! Jehu is king! Well, you see, this is a tradition here, and this is what they were doing that day. Those who were proclaiming Jesus Christ, who had followed him down from the regions of Galilee and were there praising him, they were saying, behold the King! Behold the King, Jesus. Well, we know this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And someday we'll know him as the one who has made the way for us for heaven. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.